The Winter War of 1939. The icy horse path was where we left our cannon, camouflaging it with spruce branches. We spent the day and the following night in a bunker. The next day, around noon, we were lounging in our undershirts on the bunks when a messenger came and said, "A patrol spotted enemy tanks by a lake." I checked the map and saw that the location seemed far enough away, so I told him to pass on the message to the captain that there was no cause for concern. Then there was reason to worry. About half an hour later, the messenger shouted from the bunker door, "The tanks are now in position." I quickly pulled on my boots, tugging on my coat as I ran. I forgot my helmet. As I sprinted to the cannon, the captain was pulling off the branches covering it. He cursed like a Laplander from Turya. "Where the hell are those artillerymen?" "Here's one," I reported. "Do you know how to load, Captain?" I asked. "Yes." Then we quickly spread the cannon's trail legs wide. We didn't have time to dig spades into the frozen path before I spotted a tank just 150 meters away from our position, right next to the trenches. I lay on my stomach on the gunner's pad while the captain took the loader's position. I opened the breech, and the captain loaded. He knew his stuff. I fired. "You shot a tree," the captain exclaimed. He had ended up a couple of meters away on his back from the cannon's recoil. The spades hadn't held in the frozen ground. "I aimed at the tree on purpose," I reassured him. I had felled a tree, creating a 3-meter gap where the tanks were positioned. The first tank arrived on the line as if on cue. "Hold tight," I said to the loader. The cannon kicked back again when I fired, but I stayed put, and lo and behold, the tank was on fire, indeed, on the first try. Judging by the sound, there were several others just behind it. The drivers of the other tanks didn't know our cannon's position, so the second tank rolled up beside the burning one, unfortunately on our side, where the captain and our temperamental cannon waited. Later, the captain would say of the cannon, "It's quite the angry thing, kicked me off on the first shot." So, another shot, another attempt. Again, the temperamental cannon kicked back, and the same result as before. Now two tanks were burning side by side. More tanks were coming, but they turned around upon seeing their companions ablaze. It was a bit irritating to see them retreat, but the loader was as jolly as a beer barrel. When the artillery and infantry weapons fell silent, a creative pause, as it were, the sound of tanks could also be heard from behind our lines. I wondered aloud why the noise was coming from that direction. "If you'd stayed in the bunker a bit longer," the captain said, "they'd all be behind our lines now." My conscience pricked at me. Earlier, two tanks had reached the trenches shooting with cannons and machine guns as they went. They had broken through. It was eating at me. I sincerely hoped they'd pass between the burning tanks and my cannon on their way back. My wish came true. There they came. As the first one's nose reached the firing line, the temperamental cannon kicked back. The tank's track broke and it started spinning in place. The one behind, intending to help, drove right up to it,